Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Smart Biz Network. My guest today is a returning guest, my friend Mac McLaughlin, who is founder of Go Sell Something, and we're going to talk about the concept of when no really isn't no. So, Mac, when you're selling something and you get a no answer, how do you handle that? What do you do when you think there's a possibility you could sell something even though they said no?
Well, thanks, Cynthia, for having me on again. I always love doing shows with you, so I really appreciate you bringing
me
on. When it comes to no, I mean, listen, in the sales business, if you're a salesperson, no is your best friend. I think your job as a salesperson doesn't even start until you get the first no. For the most part, I think most people are – I think we're hardwired to block, you know, salespeople as a whole throughout the day because, I mean, people are hit up so much. So just to give – shed a little light on it, I don't know if you're aware, if your listeners are aware, but – a company called InsideSales.com. It's a phenomenal company. They do a lot of stuff when it comes to inside sales and training. Full disclosure, I'm not involved with them in any way, so I'm just promoting them because I think they bring a lot of value. They did a research report in conjunction with Harvard Business School and MIT. And over the course, I believe in 3 years, don't quote me on that, but they tracked over 100,000 dials. And they found some very interesting things. And I was going to share those with you, and here they are. It takes, on average, 6 to 12 contacts before you even get an opportunity to reach the decision maker and make your, and I'm air quoting, your sales pitch, right, your presentation. And 80% of all salespeople give up before they get to the third contact. And here's the real surprising fact. About half of all salespeople make only one call. So they make one call to a prospect. They either get a no or they don't get the prospect on the phone. And that's it. They give up. And I think when it comes to prospects, I think they've been trained to know that. They've been trained to know if they just blow somebody off once or twice, they won't have to deal with that anymore. And it's the sales lady or the sales guy who is persistent and understands that sales is a long game, that they have to continually to reach out to those customers. Those are the ones that win.
So let's say you're selling a brand of lipstick. Maybe you won't, maybe you will, but if you go up to a lady and you say, oh, this is the perfect color for you, or this is the perfect brand for you, and that person says no, and you keep seeing that person, from the first initial no, how do you handle it so that you keep coming back and they don't view you as a pest or a nuisance?
Well, first and foremost, I would say that the strategy that you started with was wrong because, and this is a common mistake I think most salespeople make, they assume they know what brings value to somebody. And a good friend of mine, John Davis, who is a phenomenal, probably the best salesperson I ever met, he's only the best salesperson because he doesn't make a pre-assumption in any way, shape, or form that he knows what is valuable to the prospect. So
okay.
The reality is when you sat down or you met the lady for the first time, you know, the first question should have been more instead of, I think I got the perfect shade of color for you, is what is your perfect shade of color? And I think that's the biggest problem with most, especially rookie salespeople or untrained salespeople is, I mean, look, we all love to hear ourselves talk, right? I think I got the best voice in the world, so I want to hear myself talk. I want to prove that I'm an expert, but nobody cares. I mean, and that's the biggest thing I think that most people don't understand is, We all have our own lives. We all have our own, you know, crosses to bear. We have our own stuff going on. And as you know, a lot of my articles talk about that I put out and talk about, you know, owning your own stuff. And, you know, I think it's all about questions. And, you know, it's about asking a question and then truly listening to the answer because within that answer, it'll give you what you need to sell that prospect what you have. And so if you just go in assuming that you know what brings value to the table for that person or that prospect or that customer, you've already lost. You're already done. You might as well just hang it up.
So let's go back to the lady in the lipstick then. If you see that person and you see the lipstick that you sell, how would you approach it then?
Well, what I would do is I would start the conversation off in a relational manner. I would ask that person questions about what kind of makeup they currently use, what they like about it, what they don't like about it. If they could change just one thing, what would it be? What colors do they like? What kind of feel do they like? Now, I don't know a lot about lipstick, so right now I'm kind of reaching, but
I would assume
because I can sell anything, right? That's what I believe. So those are the kinds of questions that you would ask, because you want them to tell you what they want, like, and enjoy, and then you take your products and match it to that. To answer your original question, though, I do want to touch on your original question is about being a bother. If you're worried about being a pest or a bother, you don't belong in sales. And so sales is, but I think it's tactfulness that separates the professional from the also ran or the typical stereotype of a pushy salesperson. I'm never going to push anybody. So I have a lot of prospects all the time. I get told no 100 times a day, but I will, you tell me no today, you're going to hear from me again next week, next month. I think the other thing that you don't see is people alternating how they contact people. So if I was trying to sell Cynthia something, maybe I call you the first time, we don't get anywhere. I'm next going to probably send you a thank you email for your time. Then I'm going to hit you up on Facebook a week later, Twitter a week later, LinkedIn a week later. Then I'm going to give you a phone call. I'm going to be in front of you, your face, a lot, but I'm not going to do it all in one way. So you're going to see me. I'm going to hit you up on the social networks. There's a dozen of them to hit you up on, and I'm going to hit you up on an email. I'm going to hit you up on the phone. So you're alternating.
A lot of times when people get no for an answer, they feel discouraged and defeated. How do you overcome that?
Well, you overcome that by this. Number one is, let me give you an example. When I'm hiring a new salesperson, here's the type of people I look for. You absolutely, if you're an emotional individual, sales is not going to work for you. You absolutely have to be someone who's not emotional. And if you are emotional, you have to be able to check those emotions at the door. Because people, you're going to get more no's always than you get yeses, and you're going to get beat up, you're going to get slammed on. The other part of that is, you have to know that, look, there used to be an old formula that, when I first started in sales almost 20 years ago, there's a formula that they would give you, right? You have to figure out how many no's you have to get a yes, what that yes is worth to you as far as commission, and that'll let you know how much each no was worth. So when I used to calculate that, my no's were worth 25 or 30 bucks maybe, or sometimes depending if I was selling a smaller product, maybe those no's were worth 10 or 15 bucks a piece. And that's how you have to look at it. You have to get through the no's to get to the yes. And people are going to be rude. I've been cussed at. When I tell you, in my early career in the payment business, I've actually had a shotgun pulled on me in a store, and I was told in a not friendly way that I was the X amount of beat beat to the beat person who has come into his store, and he's tired of salespeople. And you know what? That affected me then. But as I went through my career in sales, I more understood it, because I almost have to feel sorry for buyers today, because it's coming from all directions, and the messages that they get are just so ridiculous. What they hear and say, everyone promises the world. Nobody wants to give any value first. And, they just buy my product instead of developing some kind of relationship. Everyone's looking in the micro, right? What's happening right now instead of the macro? How do I develop this relationship long term? And I get it. If you're on commission, if you're on commission, you got to eat. So you need to sell today to feed the family this Friday.
Right.
So I do get that, but you, I think that for the most part, if you can stop thinking about me and my needs and start thinking about the prospect and the prospect's needs, you're going to, one, get a much better understanding of the situation. They're going to respect you more. And, you know, the other thing is today's salesperson is so untrained because companies are just hiring people like baloney on a wall. It's just over and over. Just fill the roles, put these boots on the ground, give them minimal training. And so, and you know, people, you don't have to pay for training these days. I mean, if you could just sit down for 2 hours a day or an hour a night, whatever you can fit in, and start Googling sales and sales tactics and training. Not everything is good, so I tell people to take it with a grain of salt. But if you could, you know, everything's available today. You know, I mean, we're building the one of the world's biggest and largest sales academies, and we're going to give it away for free. You're the first person I've told that. So let's not let anyone know about that. Don't tell anybody.
Okay.
Because I just think it's so – I mean, the world doesn't need another sales trainer. The world doesn't need another pay-for-me sales training system. I care so much about salespeople and that whole process that we're going to put together this thing, and it's good. We're giving it away, never going to charge a dime for it, because I think that's what people lack the most is the training and the process. People don't love the process anymore. They want it all right now, instant gratification, and that's just not reality.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is, I believe, a very important question. You know, you'll see people on TV or here on the radio. People can sing beautifully. They have graceful, they're dancing. That's an innate talent. Do you think people, there are sales, do you think that's innate or is it acquired? Is it like, are you born with it or do you have to work at it?
Okay, so there's two answers to that question. I know I get asked that all the time, and in the sales world, that's a huge debate. I believe there are certain characteristics of people's personalities that either whether that's born with or developed in their early years. If you just hate talking to people, you know, you just don't really like people, it's not for you. If you're highly emotional, if you're that type of person that just rejection affects you so deep down that it just immobilizes you, then no, sales is probably not for you. So there are some characteristics of your character that are mandatory, but for the most part, if you just enjoy talking with people and you've never been in sales before, but you're not scared of no's and you're not emotional, I think anyone can be trained, because sales is just like anything else. There's nothing secret or seductive about sales. It's a science. It's a foundational science. And if you think about it, if you place the brick by brick, you're going to get to the result that you want. But there's nothing at the end of the day. You can have all the training you want to. If you don't just work your tail off, you're not going to win anyway. That is another place in sales that most people fail, because they're not willing to put in the work. It takes a ton of work. I've been in this business for my entire pretty much adult career. I've been on a commission sales, or I've owned my own company, and if I didn't sell, I didn't eat, and I wouldn't have it any other way. I tell people all the time, I'm a salesperson. That's all I've ever been, and God willing, that's all I'll ever be able to do. It's just what I love doing, because I love talking to people. But so to answer your question, yes and no. You're born, or you develop early on in your, you know, life, a personality traits that will either help you or hurt you in the process of sales. But anyone can sell, and we all sell. Look, you know, my best friend hates to pick up the phone and do a cold call. He just won't do it. But on the other hand, when you put him in a position to where someone has reached out to him, all of a sudden he can sell real good. Now let me ask you this. When you want your best friend to come over and help you lift and pack up the truck when you're moving, I bet you become a real good salesperson real quick. So all sell every day.
Right. My feeling about cold calls is I never cold call to sell something, but with the stuff that I do, I make a lot of cold calls. I have for a long time. you know, it's pretty interesting, and I have no fear of it because I say to myself, this stranger that I'm talking to today might be a really good friend tomorrow. So I look at it that way. Cold calls, you know, it's kind of a little daunting to talk to a stranger, but as you start talking, it might prove to be a real meaningful relationship. Would you agree?
Absolutely. And in my early career, I'll tell you this, I found that, I mean, I have literally won business because the prospect has said, look, you're not going to stop coming in here until I do business with you, are you? I'm like, absolutely not. Unless you just ban me from the property, I'm always going to walk through that door every month. Every month you're going to see my face. I have had customers prospects that have become my customers who have screamed at me, yelled at me, and called me terrible names to get out of their store. But I had enough gumption and the big enough guts to walk back in there next month. Hey, I'm here for another beating, and I'll say it just like that. I'm here to get my monthly beating. You know, you gotta break through. Okay, that's the biggest thing. There's so much noise. You gotta break through and grab their attention, and that's the question you gotta sit down at night and ask yourself: how am I being different from the other 90% of the other chumps that are walking in today, just trying to spew off what I got to sell?
Right. So, what advice would you give to somebody who's just starting out in sales and who might be a little daunted by hearing no's over and over again?
Just work your tail off. If you're scared of no's, you know, that happens. But look, if I'm giving any piece of advice to a brand new salesperson, it's this. I want you to study, study, study. I want you to know your craft inside and out, and I want you to know your product inside and out because you have to be the expert. But I want you to also just bang away at – I mean, pick up the phone and do 300 calls a day. And if you get all no's, don't sweat it because you're learning. I can guarantee you if you're making 300 calls and you're writing down notes and you're taking action like that, you're going to get good real quick because the – It's impossible not to if you're paying attention. And so the biggest piece of advice I can give to a new salesperson is work your tail off during sales hours. Don't be distracted. I just put an article out about distractions that I highly recommend you reading and sharing with your network, because there's almost $600 billion a year is lost with distractions. And salespeople are one of the worst because you're driving down the road to an appointment or you're in between sales calls and your Facebook's going off, your email's going off. You've got to put all of that crap away and focus on what the task at hand is, which is talking to a prospect. You have to be on that phone. You have to be involved in your digital media. You have to be on the feed. Whatever your tactic is to talk to prospects, that's where your focus needs to be during sales hours. Everything else, training, emails, responding to social networks, all that has to be done after sales hours.
Okay. You know, Matt, I really, really enjoyed talking with you. This is something that you love doing. You love selling stuff, and you're good at it. And I really love doing shows with you. You know, you've written a lot of articles and stuff. Now, would you be interested in, instead of written words, with your articles, would you like to explain them on The Successful Entrepreneur and do shows with me on it?
Yeah, absolutely. I love doing these shows with you. We'll get you and I will get offline and start talking about maybe some kind of schedule, and we'll make it happen. I don't know if you noticed. I'm not sure if we're connected, you and I, on LinkedIn. I'm not sure, but I've been doing a lot of my articles. I've been doing a lot more vlogging, so a lot more video articles and video blogs, because I think it's so much easier to connect with somebody in a 2 to 5 minute video than it is to put out a long-winded article that people are only going to read the first few sentences anyway.
Okay. So you think that video is more powerful than the internet radio that we do?
I think it's way more powerful. I don't know if you probably are aware that, like, over at GSS, I mean, we have completely removed most of our products and services, and we are 100% focused on our digital agency, because I believe that social networks, at least as of now, and video is the only thing that matters. I believe that video on social and digital is all that matters. I don't believe that TV matters. I don't believe that print matters. I don't believe that radio matters. I believe it's all dead. I believe it's all yesterday's news. And if you're not 100% focused on digital and digital video, you're just going to lose. We're going to beat you every time.
And that's the future of sales, you believe.
At least for right now, right? So, I mean, look, the golden rule in marketing is go where the people are, go where the money is. And the people are not on the TV anymore. They're just not on the radio anymore. I haven't turned the radio station on in my car in years. I get into my car and I immediately put on my Rhapsody, my Napster. These days I usually am just listening to audiobooks, because I don't even like to listen to hardly music anymore. I want to soak up as much content about what I'm doing in the business world as I can. So, I mean, I stopped watching the news. I used to be a huge news junkie. I stopped watching news altogether. I can't even take it anymore. And so I don't want to be involved in that. You know, I have an app on my computer and on my phone that gives me the top 10 headlines. So in case something crazy happens, I'm aware of it. But I'm totally against it's all media. It's all news. It's all the same. They're just selling fear, and I'm not into it. I don't want to be part of the fear network, because life is too awesome, it's too short, and it's too damn precious to waste on that stuff.
Right. So if somebody wants to contact you and learn more about what you do, how can they do so?
You can reach me at GoSellSelfing.com or on any social network at The Badass Closer.
Okay. So, Mac, we shall talk again. Like I said, I really enjoyed talking with you. So you have been listening to the Successful Entrepreneur. Like us on Facebook. And thank you for listening. And thank you, Mac. We'll talk again.
Thank you, everybody.